Board of Education, thank you for joining us this evening. If you would please stand as the Wildcat Company chant our colors, and then we'll lead in the pledge to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And you may be seated. Next on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Second. Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, please cast your vote. And unanimously. Next, we move to special reports and petitions. Good news, a lot of good things going on in our schools as we've now been in school for over 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks out. So a lot of great things going on. We're going to hear a couple of those things. Ms. McLean, we'll start with you.
Okay, Brook Elementary. They received a $1,000 donation from Tennessee Tool and Engineering for a staff leader. We're so thankful for our community partners. Also, first grade teacher Meredith Whitehead Cave entertained the audience prior to a maternity event on July 19th. It was a wonderful event showcasing our Oak Ridge High School students and the Oppenheimer documentary. ACT provided filled bags for Willowbrook students to start off the year. CNS delivered them to Mrs. Bruce and Mrs. Gleason from the Oak Ridge Schools Family Resource Center would like to thank our local Rack Room Shoes for once again collecting donations that fit program. This program provides shoes for students who need them throughout the year and during the Oak Ridge Schools Angel Tree Project. The NAACP Back to School event was a huge success. We were able to meet with some of our families, provide school supplies, and share what parents needed to ensure the first day of school was a success. And finally, Knoxville television station WBIR visited Willowbrook first day of school. I saw that coverage, and it was great.
Thank you. Ms. Webb.
All right, good news from Robert G. Student Association competed at the 2023 TSA National Competition in Louisville, Kentucky on June 28th through July 2nd. They represented very well. There were 48 states and two countries represented for a total of 3,500 members participating in STEM events. RMS had 15 teams. Seven of those events moved on to the semifinals. Five events made the top 10, and one received second place for digital. For those unfamiliar with TSA, making it into semifinals is exceptional, but making it to all of our students showed professionalism and sportsmanship, and we are very proud of them. That's from Robertsville.
And Dr. Borchers, I'm going to go next. To tell us just briefly about our start to this school year and 2 weeks and 1 day that we've been in school.
Yeah, heading into the third week here. And a lot of wood every time we say this, but it's been a fairly strong start for us, and I can't thank the administrators in this room enough and the tier leaders happen and their flexibility and their willingness to do whatever it takes for our students and families is so much appreciated. But, no, we've had a great since then. Those things are going well. This is typically a day add a storm into our afternoon, but we added preschool to our transportation route. Too late, too bad this afternoon, despite the storm as well. But no, it's been a great start, and I just want to thank this team and our leader for our children and families.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Next, we move to the public forum. The public forum would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. You recognize if you choose to address the board. You will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium, sign in your address and your name and address for the board. At that time, your 3 minutes will start. Is there anyone who wishes to address? Yes, sir.
On 102 Cross Creek Place. I've got a couple items I would like the board to consider, and it's specific zero policy. Well, I'll just read my comments, probably a little bit easier. Zero tolerance offenses. This is for currently the pupil services director has the authority to judge, convict, and sentence our children to a 1 year out of school and without any. I am recommending a complete independent review of the DHA and that additional evidence be obtained as testing of the substance, the child for drug use in order to obtain. Children need, I recommend, to have an advocate or legal counsel provided at these hearings. The hearings and more than just an appeals process, to be additional community oversight is required. The other point, and related to the zero tolerance, past year, school year 2022 and 2023, our children were judged, convicted, and sentenced to a one without any hard proof. In fact, many of them was using HHC, not THC. Since HHC was not considered a drug until Governor Lee signed a law recently to such effect, all of our have any hard evidence against them in this use of THC versus HHC that their school record of any wrongdoing. That's basically my two recommendations. I don't know if you have questions or need me to clarify. I've got two of those points.
I don't see any from we have presented. I see the board has taken notes on that, so I appreciate your comments and thank you for coming to the board.
I still got 28 seconds. So will I get any follow-up? Will there be any? I did send an email last Friday board. So will there be any follow-up or anything, or is this? I'm just trying to figure out what the next steps.
After the board, generally, after the board has taken into consideration your requests, that would be an opportunity then I to meet to discuss those requests, and at that point in time, there would be follow-up, yes.
Okay. Thank
you. Seeing no one else. We'll move on to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McClain. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Move items for action, and the board is going to be dealing with a number of policies tonight. All of these policies that we're going to be dealing with, these policies come as a recent legislative session. These are not items that the board has gone in and said, well, we need. These are items that we must legally now make the changes in our policies to be within the law. We're going to do. So we'll start out with item A is Board Policy 1.102. Board members, a first.
Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 1.102, Board Members.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Public Chapter 114 requires acceptance of other types of high school equivalency credentials approved by the State Board of Education. We've updated our policy to include these and other types of credential law.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast. Motion passes unanimously. Item B is Board Policy 1.106, Code of Ethics, a first and second.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 1.106, Code of Ethics.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Agle. Dr. Borchers.
A new change to state certification to notify the Tennessee Ethics Commission of the primary person responsible for administering and enforcing their ethical standards. We've added language and politics on this practice, indicating that myself or my designee will serve as the point of contact for the Tennessee Ethics Commission.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item C is Board Policy 1.400, School Board Meetings, a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 1.400, School Board Meetings.
Heard the submission.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Agle. Dr. Borchers.
Public Chapter 350, opportunities for board members to attend board meetings electronically. Now, board members will be able to use this method of attendance for two additional reasons. One, if it's on the advice of a healthcare professional, and two, due to inclement weather. So we've made those additions to this policy.
Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item D, Board Policy 1.402, Notification of Meetings and Policy, first and second.
Board Policy 1.402, Notification of Meetings and Policy.
You've heard the superintendent. Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
State law, public notice of board meetings include information on how individuals may provide public comment on agenda items. Additionally, each board member's items on the agenda is required to have a time dedicated to public comment. The law allows boards to establish reasonable restrictions on the length of the comment period, number of speakers, and the length per speaker. So this is really the 1.402, and I gave you a little bit of summary for 1.404.
Comment. Just a comment. I think it's interesting that in a lot of these policies we'll be dealing with, we've already been doing. So we were, you know, the legislators should have just called us.
And said, absolutely. Best practice.
And that might have saved some time. any questions? Motion. Item E, Board Policy 1.404, Appeals and Appearances Before the Board, a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 1.404, Appeals to and Appearances Before the Board.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Agle.
Individuals desiring to appear before the board must submit a written request to the superintendent. Previously in this policy, it was a 1-week time frame.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. And passes unanimously. Item F, Board Policy 3.2, Emergency Preparedness Plan, a first and second reading. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 3.2 plan.
Per the superintendent's recommendation. Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borges.
And I'm going to summarize. This is kind of the next three, so I'm going to just read the changes here. A new law that affects many aspects of school safety, Public Chapter 367, requires several policy changes. This new legislation termed intruder drill, an incident command drill, and an emergency safety bus drill. That's in Policy 3.202, as well as Policy 3.204. Many boards currently maintain a policy on threat assessment teams. However, this new legislation requires that all boards have a policy. There's also now a requirement for all exterior doors to remain locked during school hours. For events occurring after school hours, boards can choose to create a local members. We've updated policy 3.205 with information about the default practice found in the new legislation. Board does not include an alternate local plan. So that's for the next three policies.
This kind of ties in with this. Bring us up to date. I know there was an amount of money set aside in the budget for officers in the schools. Kind of bring us up to date maybe on that.
Yes, sir. I was notified to have earned or was approved for the school resource officer grant, which is $575,000. So that's dollars for each campus with the exception of the preschool. So they have already provided two resource officers, and they are splitting their day between Glenwood and Woodland. And the second officer is splitting his day between Willowland. They have other officers who are interested in becoming SRO officers, but they will have to wait until they get some cadets out of the Army to replace them or officers on the road. So they're working just as quickly as they can to basically have an SRO in our buildings. And Captain Tefford made this comment that they would not put an SRO in our building that did not have experience. So that's come from the academy. They'll put them on the road, and they'll put the experienced officers in our buildings.
And if I remember correctly, all news, the only downside of that, if I remember, and I might be wrong here, correct me please if I am, is that it's only good for this coming year. Is that is correct? This will continue after this year, unless it's added into the next budget.
In one of my conversations, it was that it would continue. The $200,000 grant for school safety is the one that is 1 year. Okay. So I think we're okay. So I will review that, but I think I'm correct on that. So.
I believe now that you say that, I believe that. Comments or questions from the board? Okay, we're even though we've talked about three policies, to deal with 3.202, Emergency Preparedness Plan, a first cast your vote. Motion unanimously. Move then to item G, Board Policy 3.204, Threat Assessment Team. Also, Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 3.204, Threat Assessment Team.
Per the superintendent's recommendation.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Any from the board? Question? Ms. McLean.
I was wondering on this threat assessment team, would our countywide homeland security officer, would we include him or her on that, or?
I have the team and the process that we're using.
At this time, the answer to that would be if we felt the threat was credible or the assessment team, basically this was a high risk threat and we needed to bring more people in. The SRO will always be made aware of them once again. Would also assist us in determining would we share that with Homeland Security. This came at a very good time for us. Actually, a few and Dr. Burr actually put together a document that we used district-wide basically to assess student threats, things that were concerning. He would assist our staffs as needed to address these concerns. Just a few weeks ago, actually, a threat every school went with Ms. Callie Painter, and they were trained to basically do the assessments themselves. So we now have a team in every building, continue to assist each other as needed. Any threat assessment that is completed, whether it is found to be a valid threat or not, however, that will be shared with that will be placed on a database, will be shared with Dr. Borchers monthly. We'll have two copies. One will have student name, and Dr. Borchers will share the document with our student names with the board. So we feel like we're really in a good place, and of course this is a new policy, but we feel like we're in a good place to be compliant and once again take the steps necessary to address threats with fidelity.
At the TSBA summer law, they talked about the SAFE, where people can submit tips. Have we gotten any reports from that?
We have advertised that app for several years now. I know at least two, possibly three. To my mind, we received a tip from that online reporting app. But once again, you have reminded me, I'm not sure we have advertised that this year. Get with Ms. We'll make sure we get that out there. So Ms. Lauren Dean, you're shaking your head.
Well, I remember when we were
Wait a minute now. If you can be on local television.
Our Willowbrook Bear.
Well, but he was dressed up and we couldn't recognize
him
at that time.
So are you talking about the ASAP, the one from ASAP of
3? There's actually an online reporting app with the state, which is what Ms. McLean is speaking to.
Okay, because we have the one P3, we used. Is that
ASAP
one still active?
That one is still active, but the one from the state is too. I would say we have advertised it this year. So
yeah.
So we will make sure that happens.
Perfect, yes.
Okay.
Awesome, thank you.
Thank you. Some things will never be forgotten, right, Ms. Lauren Dean, about the bear?
Yes.
Any other good answer questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next to 205, security. A first and second reading. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend 305, security.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borges.
And again, this is about the closed, actually the default policy right now. I have a feeling this policy will be back in front of the board once we have a little bit more time to work with Mr. McCarty. People are doing for these localized plans, but I think there's going to need to be some extra situations and strategies put in here, but we wanted to pass the default plan tonight.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next to board policy 4.300, extracurricular activities, a first.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 4.300, extracurricular activities.
You've heard this recommendation. Do I hear a motion? There's only four of us. By Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Porter.
So this policy and the two after it are all connected. Give us some of these policies again. Public Chapter 353 includes new options for parents, guardians regarding certain extracurricular activities and district action. Specifically, this new law in 4.300 requires parents and guardians to opt in before their minor child joins a school club or club. In 6.4001, requires parents and guardians to also opt in before a participates in analysis or evaluation. And then in 6.402, gives parents and guardians the ability to opt out of health as part of the coordinated school health program. To align with these changes, we've updated the respective policies on these topics.
Comment. Ms. Agle.
Well, just a comment. I found it interesting that ruled out a whole lot of things that students could be tracked on, but one of them was not body mass, one that I think we shouldn't be messing with. But they eliminated that, and they canceled everything else.
Can someone explain what we're doing or what we will be doing in regard to the opt-out? How are we going to handle that?
Okay, well, the first one, as far as, are you speaking clubs or the other?
Let's do clubs.
Basically, principals were instructed, and we have an administrative procedure that no student may participate in a club unless there is a written meeting that would happen. There may be just a brief 2 minutes after school, document or tells you what the name of the club is, what the club will be doing, the days we will meet, things like that. They may hand that to a student, but there will be no actual signed permission slip from a parent or a guardian. So we're doing that for all school clubs, and we will do that annually from this point forward. It's permission slips, and if we ever have a concern, principals will request those permission slips from that club sponsor. The club questions? Yes, ma'am.
Can a parent send an email, or does it have to be form committed? I hate this because we are asking our teachers to do clubs and spend extra, and now we're making it more complicated for them, and I don't like this, but I understand why we have to.
Right, and I personally had the same thought, that people who are giving their time and extra, then we're having them do another task, but I feel confident we would extend that and email that to us, and that would be fine. So, anyway. But, you know, it also, at the same time as we looked at it, it removes, you know, any in that club or not. So, but in speaking with principals, we've not had a lot of pushback. You know, it was concerning at first when teachers, but then once again, as you suggested, they're committed to doing that. So we will overcome this obstacle and we'll get it done. Okay.
Ms. McClain's comment just a little farther. And if we can, in fact, emails, and I guess we need to hear from Chris McCarty on validity. We can accept emails for that purpose. I think that's a good idea, and I think we ought need to make that known twice if Chris thinks that's something we should be able to do.
Yes, I'll speak with Mr. McCarty in the morning if he gives that approval.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? Okay. we're voting. Board policy. Before we do that, let's opt. You thought I almost forgot. Let's talk about the other opt-out.
Yes, sir. We have been already. Callie Painter has taken the lead in this, along with Marsha Wade, and we have just basically mentioned every scenario. In this, students participate in this survey. We have our physicals and our things that we have discussed those with Mr. McCarty, and he has said this will require permission. So we're currently looking at basically creating home the parents, and it would list the multiple things that we would need permission with. For instance, you know, every year you have from ASAP of Anderson County, it's just a good survey, and it tells us what's happening in our community with our students. So things such as that will be limited for our social emotional learners. Anyway, all of that will be listed, and basically that will be where a parent can sign, and basically they can check what their child to participate with. So we're close, but we're still finalizing that just a little bit. But we're trying to, once again, a parent won't be contacted multiple times, and also schools won't be sending home this documentation multiple times, so we can correct.
I don't want to get in the weeds with this, but I'm going to ask this question anyway. If I were still teaching civics, I wanted to do, and I'm going to call it a survey, of my students, wanting to ask them, do you, if you were 18, I'm just going to pick three questions. If you were 18, would you vote? Would you vote? And third, do you classify yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or other? Get that approved?
If the survey aligns with the curriculum in which you are teaching, the answer is no. So if that's your curriculum.
That's what, kind of what I thought. Just
okay.
Wanted to make sure.
Okay. You're welcome.
Now we're going to vote on Board 3's extracurricular activities. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Now we're going to deal with Board Policy 6.400's analyses and evaluations, a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 601 and evaluations.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Agle. Dr. Borchers.
And again, just requires parents and guardians to opt in before a minor child participates in the evaluation.
Other comments or questions? Motion passes unanimously. Item K, Board Policy 6.40, Nations and Immunizations, a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 6.2, Physical Examination.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. White. Dr. Borchers.
Again, this just gives parents and guardians the ability to opt out of health screenings conducted as part of the coordinated school health program.
Answer questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item L, 302, sick leave, a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 5.302.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Okay. Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
For districts that operate sick leave banks, state law contains restrictions on how those employees. Public Chapter 151 adds additional options for employees by creating an option to use this time for care for minor children in an own employee's own illness.
Ms. McLean.
Do we have a lot of staff that are participating in the sick leave bank?
I don't have the number. Mr. Bradburn, do you have any idea how many approximately?
35.
And since Ms. Agle and I serve on the sick leave bank, over the past, taking a look at this policy and the potential where it could be and not, it could not exist because there would not be enough days put in there, and looked at ways the participation, but it is a voluntary participation, and even though teacher meetings, teacher presentations on this topic, the increase in participants as opposed to going up. I don't know the reason for that, whether they don't want to do it, people are more inclined to try to hold on to their sick days. I don't know. It didn't decline. And the potential does exist that if we don't have enough people as participants that it won't sustain. Mm-hmm. And with this addition, yep, that may make it even more difficult.
We
okay. Board Policy 5.6. Next to Board Policy 6.202, homeschools, a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
And approve 0.202, homeschools.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
Public Charter 114 requires the acceptance of GED, HISET, and other type credentials approved by the State Board of Education. We've updated our policy to include these other types of credentials in accordance with state law. Additionally, Public Schools removes the requirement that parents of homeschool students provide proof of immunizations. Based on these changes, we've updated our policy in line with the new requirements.
Comments or questions? I apologize for asking this. It's kind of one of those questions I might have should have asked before. Mm-hmm. But explain to me or rephrase in regard to a person who's homeschooled and their ability to also attend a school.
Yeah, do you know where that's at?
Yes, basically at the time that the homeschool has to be recorded with people service. So basically the individual, the parent would contact Dr. Henderson and they would document that they are a home ethic course or an activity that one of their children would want to participate in. They would request that at that time. We have room, we have seats in that classroom, or we have room with that club or organization, athletics, whatever the case might be, basically. But homeschool students do have the ability to participate. Usually those, you know, harder courses, things that can't be very deeply. But we do have homeschool students who are playing athletics with us at this time, so we have different requests.
It does on room.
Yes, sir. It does. It does hinge on room. Yes.
Ms. McClain.
That there would be a behavioral good citizen requirement also.
Of course, that path. We've never had a person who requested to basically be in a class or be on an athletic team has been a disc at any level. So yes, I would assume if that were the case, then we could basically take the appropriate steps. But glad to report that has never been an issue to this point.
Ms. Webb.
So just to be clear, we are vaccinated, but we allow outside students in that are not vaccinated.
Unfortunately, I think the answer is yes.
And we don't make the laws a lot of times. We just follow them.
Mr. Fillauer and Mrs. Eagle had her hand up. Was that the same question? Okay. All right. Thank you.
Other comments? Board Policy 6.20, cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item N, Code of Conduct and Policy, a first and second reading. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 6.3, Conduct and Policy.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borges.
I'm going to tie this policy and the very next one together. New zero tolerance offense has been added to state law. 29 threats of mass violence to the list of offenses punishable by a one-year expulsion. We've revised our policy 6.300309 to reflect that information.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, Board Policy 6.300, Code of Conduct and Policy. Please cast. Motion passes unanimously. Then on to Board Policy 6.309, Zero Tolerance Offenses, a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Yeah, no other information, just the same mass violence to that list.
Do I hear a motion? Seconded by Ms. McClain. Any comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item P, Board Policy 6.319, Alternative Education, first and second.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 6.319, Alternative Education.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borger.
Public Chapter 279 provides an addition that a superintendent could require a student to serve a suspension at home rather than on school property. This change to state law allows the superintendent to may endanger the safety of the students and staff.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Board Policy 6.405, Medicines, a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 6.405.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made, Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
The physician must complete the form ORS 191 authorization form for prescription medication that's given at a different dose than the package recommendations. ORS 191 authorization form must be received over-the-counter drugs, eye drops, creams, ointments that are to be administered at school or during a field trip.
No questions? Ms. Eagle.
I realize that we have to do, but I still have concerns that some of these, and I'm going to say an inhalant for a student who has asthma. If a child has an asthma attack, they need that inhaler right now, not 10 minutes later when they can get to the nurse.
It's modeled out and complete at the beginning of the year, so those are all ready for that student.
Well, but the student is not allowed to carry with the nurse, so they don't have the time to walk down to the nurse's office and get it without it getting markedly worse in some cases.
Other comments? Board Policy 6.405, Medicines, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item R. Chief, thank you for being patient. Oak Ridge High School, Tennessee field trip to Normandy, France. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the ORHS Navy JROTC field trip to Normandy, France to participate in the D-Day Memorial Parade in June of 24.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation.
Approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
This would be an amazing event. We did come before with this. It was off, but now it's back on, and having a chance to march in the D-Day Memorial Parade would be something for our students. But the other.
I know the board has seen your stuff, but just briefly for those who are listening or for the people in the press that are recording, give us an overview, if you don't mind.
We will actually spend, I think it is, 4 days in Normandy. All of the historical sites relating, you know, to the Normandy invasion. Since it is the 80th anniversary, I believe they are getting close to 1 million people in the Normandy area during this. It was told to me that the projection is about 1 million in attendance there. So it's something special. We march in the 80th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor Parade in 21, so this is pretty cool. So on the back side of the Normandy, touring Normandy and all of the significant sites, we'll actually get, I think it's 2 nights in Paris, and we'll fly back out, it's coming back. The duration of the trip is we'll fly out of Knoxville June 3rd, and we'll depart Paris back on the 11th of June. So I think right now I project our group size to be somewhere 40 less.
Questions from the board? Thank you. Okay. Ms. McClain would like to go as long as she doesn't have to march.
She'd be my carry-on. It's going to be an awesome trip.
Yeah, it will awesome be. Trip. And those who will be participating, it'll be an experience of a lifetime.
I was telling Livesey is going to be one of my chaperones again, and his dad landed at Utah Beach a couple days after the initial invasion, so this is going to be extremely special. I'm proud that he's going to get the opportunity to go with us and it's going to mean something special for him. So
absolutely,
that's cool.
Again, thank you for this happening. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys very much for your support.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. We move on next to item S, Oak Ridge High School Orchestra and Band Field Trip to Orlando. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the ORHS Orchestra and Band Field Trip to Orlando, Florida in March of 24.
Heard the discussion. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see there from the festival slash assessment down in Orlando, it looks like they'll be doing that over spring break.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think this is events they have attended, or the band or the orchestra, or
I believe
both
so.
Have attended.
Yes,
in the past.
They have, and it's been a combination, one or the other, and it's during spring break. So,
the motion is the approval of Rich High School Orchestra and Band field trip to Orlando, Florida. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Increase of 6.8 TA position to a 0.75 TA position at Woodland Elementary.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of an increase of a 0.68 TA position to a 0.75 TA position at Woodland Elementary.
Superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Amended so we can avoid some scheduling and timekeeping difficulties, and should make it easier to hire this position.
Question? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item U, addition of a 1.0 kindergarten teacher at Willowbrook Elementary. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the addition of a 1.0 kindergarten teacher at Willowbrook Elementary.
Per the superintendent's record, a motion.
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Agle, seconded by Ms. McClain.
This item and the very next item are all due to enrollment. We had kind of a hot spot at Willowbrook as we looked at it a few weeks back, and this will definitely help out at Willowbrook Elementary.
Comment or questions from the board? Ms. McClain.
I'm real to anticipate this before school started, so it didn't cause all of that drama that happens after start. So good planning.
And just want to brag on our administrators and our and Mr. Thacker and our decision, I think, late on a Thursday. And they even worked on Saturday, so Friday, Saturday, that classroom was set up ready to go before we opened school. Once again, for the sole purpose of not disrupting or moving students. So.
Please cast your vote on the addition of a 1.0 kindergarten teacher at Willowbrook. Motion passes unanimously. Item V. Increase of a 0.8 position to a 1.0 TA position at Willowbrook Elementary School. Dr. Borders.
Mr. It's 0.75 TA to a 1.0 TA position at Willowbrook Elementary.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Seconded by Ms. Agle. Dr. Borders.
And again, due to the enrollment increase and the increase of a full-time teacher, moving this to a is going to be much more helpful and probably get a much better candidate pool.
Please cast your vote on this motion. Motion passes unanimously. Moving to item W. FY24 preschool CA food grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY24 preschool CACFP grant application.
Superintendent's recommendation. Hear a motion.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Agle. Dr.
School used this grant in the past, and it provides breakfast, lunch, and a snack each day for all preschool students. The grant's not prepared basis only.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. X, FY24 Preschool Voluntary Pre-K Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval for a pre-K grant.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain-Webb. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, you earlier passed this, and we didn't quite have the grant number at that time, so we had changes. And ask and submit responses to five questions for the state, so it's now back in front of you again. The amount now entered in for the grant is $455,414.19.
Comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Unanimously. Item Y, purchase of monitors and docking stations.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the approval of the purchase of monitors and docking stations to update teacher workstations and to increase instructional technology capacity in grade.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Webb, second. Is Agle. Dr. Borchers.
And as it says there, this just gives the teachers more opportunities to increase their instructional technology capacity and serve funds with this purchase.
Comments or questions? Motion passes. Have we ever had a Z?
Yeah,
we have.
Yeah. We've gone around. Yeah,
we have. We sure have.
I
thought we might be setting a record. No, we haven't. All right. Moving on to items for information, items for discussion. Hearing none. Old business. Any new business? Claudia and I talked earlier. We talked about some ideas on what we might do. This is our focus on education, which we will continue to do so. Some ideas for spicing up the show, if you will, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be talking about that. He and I will be talking about that a little bit more, and I'll get my ideas to each of you all, and we'll work on a schedule for that coming up soon. Some dates. Our first school is the 23rd at 7:30 a.m. at the preschool. Then on August the 28th will be our next board meeting. 9th, we will be attending our fall district meeting, at which our high school, can I go ahead and say this? I'm going to say it anyway. I'm probably not supposed to say this until it's it, but what are they going to do?
You're the chairman.
I'm the chairman. I'm the chairman. Our high school nominee got district student of the year. So he will be recognized at the fall district, then go on to participate with 8 others across the state for the state student of the year. We're excited about that and looking forward to having him and his family with us on that night. And the fall district, and you may have gotten notification that it's not going to be at Anderson County High School, but the fall is actually behind Anderson County High School, so we're actually kind of going to the same location. And I think we hear it, so we'll do that. All right. Dr. Borchers, anything else?
No, we've had, like I said, we've had a great start and just glad to have our students back in the building. It feels good.
Anything from the Thank each of you all for taking your time tonight and being with us. Dave, have your counter know that those we'll reach a record of 1 million people again watching us this year. We hope for that as well. We're excited about what Dr. alluded to. Just a lot of great things already going on in our buildings. Excited teachers, excited students. Just looking forward to getting into the buildings and seeing those things in person. Giving our students the opportunity to be successful, giving every one of our students the opportunity to be successful every year with each student. Scott and Dave, thank you all for keeping us on the air. Lynn, thank you all tonight for keeping us in line, and we stand adjourned.